But either way, I profoundly believe the future is composable models, and you're going to every enterprise. You're going to have what Andre Karpathy called a council of LLMs. You're going to have Grok. You're going to have Anthropic. You're going to have OpenAI, Google. You're going to have at least two of those. I would argue Grok should always be one of the two because of its dedication to the truth, and it will tell you as a business owner a politically inconvenient truth that you need to know for your data. But you're also going to have your own open weights model that you URL'd on your data, and you're going to put those two together, the frontier models and your own model, and you are going to get, real Pareto dominant outcomes. And, half the queries are going to be go to the open source model, maybe 85%, and only the hardest ones are then, maybe they all go to open source first, and only the hardest ones are then checked by the frontier model. So I think this is the future. It's coming. And a misconception that a lot of people have is that open source models are, somehow bad for AI. They're awesome for the AI infrastructure providers. They just shift economic value from the margins of the frontier labs to the infrastructure. And that's not bad for AI.
That's great for them.
It's great for them.
It's great for them.
But I do think there's still a role for these frontier models, and it may be true. To date, frontier tokens are capturing 90% of the economic value, and open source tokens are probably 80% plus of tokens processed. And those ratios may be here to stay, but I just think composable models are the future.